immediately, after the boss just asked you if you're an alcoholic, Psycho starts getting in to the fact that he, of more drinking stories. Like, Psycho starts retelling the story of how Carlos taped him and they played this on bad radio. And he starts talking about how he was drunk and had too many beers and it was a Sunday night, which isn't technically the weekend anymore. But yet, you were, I mean, you came free, you came clean with all your drinking. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
You volunteer way too much information in that so far.
All right, go ahead.
That's one of those meetings. That's one of those meetings where you just pretty much need to answer the questions. Don't volunteer anything.
Let me shift gears here. I've been in a lot of meetings, budget meetings, and down here I'm a little more isolated. So what's all this fake Bruce I've been hearing about? Has that become a popular bid all of a sudden?
Yes, and it's Carlos's fault, and I hate that. There was one, it was about three
I'm getting emails and voicemails and stuff, people saying they're hearing it. So what happened? Tell me what happened.
Oh my gosh. DVP1, stop listening to the station. No, that won't get us to 4.0. No, Carlos called me one Sunday night, and it was about three Sundays ago. For some reason, I decided to have more beer than I probably ever should have, and it was a Sunday night. I don't know why I did it. I had two or three beers over at my mother's when I was doing laundry, and then I came home and I decided, what the heck, I'll have a couple more and go to sleep. Well, Carlos calls me, and I was just telling him a story about when I ran into you in the bathroom. It was a Friday night, and I just got through working like 2 weeks straight, and I was kind of tired, and I guess I didn't act very enthused about the ratings, and I felt bad about it. I go, God, that probably came off real wrong, because it sounds like I could care less about the ratings. All I care about is the weekend, which there's probably a little bit of truth to that, because I just got done working 2 weeks straight. But, I mean, I did care. It just wouldn't, I guess my enthusiasm went all on the ratings. Well, I told him the story, and of course, he asked me to do the fake Bruce, because everybody's amused by it. And he records it, and he doesn't tell me he's recording it. And of course, they put it on the air like that.
Well, leave it to the ticket to pull a prank like recording you when you don't know you're being recorded.
Yes.
God!
And then, of course, I did some fake crying, which I'm never going to do that again now.
Did that fail?
Yes.
What did that sound like?
Well, it didn't sound very good, being that I was drunk. Either one of them, when I heard it back, I was like, oh, God. I was embarrassed by that, but it's what I get for saying anything. I can't do or say anything around here.
Well, are you amused by the fake hated Gilbert?
Yes.
You find that amusing?
Yes. I think any kind of boss humor is funny. I don't know why, just because, I mean, I don't think the average P1 or even listener knows just how low my job is compared to yours, because, I mean, I'm the low man and you're the high guy. And they,
the high guy.
But, I mean, if anybody does understand that, they'll find it amusing that I'm picking on you.
Well, let's hear a little. I haven't heard it in a while. Come on.
If
you're going to be doing it on the air.
You want to do all this crazy shit on the air.
But, all right, well, you're okay, though.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay. Well, you know you can come to me if you got any problems or anything going on, so.
Oh, boy.
Boy, he turned into Cactus the Over-Explainer.
He was so nervous.
And well, boy, he just started talking and couldn't stop. And he was saying nothing.
I know. And you know Psycho, when he's on the air, how
poor
little
Psycho.
He has. I don't know how you get all that out. I mean, you have so very
Yeah, where does that come from?
I don't know.
You talk more in that 3 minutes than you've talked since you joined our show.
That's true.
You
no,
speak
I wish
in,
I hadn't.
You speak in like two-word fragments when you're on the air here, but then when you're with him, you're just going on and on. But it basically...
I say nothing.
Yeah, you're saying the same thing.
Mm.
Well, how do you feel about that, Psycho?
Not very good. My stomach hurts right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you how he looks. He looks like he's just been kicked in the nuts.
Boy, he does. He's pale.
Yeah, he was red. Now it's pale. He put his head down on the board a couple times. He checked his email twice during that. He had absolutely no interest in that whatsoever.